mato ina malo dondo do bali mato ina malo dondo bali mato dongodo jamnyali dongodo jamwali.
Most living things in nature treat their own ailments. Animals such as the hippopotamus, water buffalo, elephant, and rhinoceros bathe in mud to get rid of parasites on their skin. No microbe or parasite can survive in mud. Clay mud, in particular, helps wounds to form a crust and heal. Elephants carefully rub pieces of clay soil with its antiseptic properties over their wounds, or throw dust over wounds with their trunks to seal them up. The noteworthy aspect of the methods animals use to treat themselves is that they all know very well what they are doing and determine what will work well for which illness. It is, of course, impossible for a rhinoceros or an elephant or any other living thing to know that mud has an antiseptic property. All the living things in nature behave in line with God's inspiration. Omniscient God is He who watches and protects His creations. Cold light. Scientists have still not discovered how this light comes into being. Fireflies, one of the creatures that produce light, do so with 100% efficiency. A normal light bulb, on the other hand, can only transfer 4% of electrical energy into light, the rest being given off as heat. Cold light is very bright. So much so that South American native peoples use the insects that emit cold light as torches to light their way by putting them in baskets. In producing light, the firefly combines a special chemical in its body known as luciferin with an enzyme called luciferase. This enzyme consists of nearly 1,000 amino acids. Despite our present-day advanced technology, scientists are still unable to reproduce this enzyme. Yet this tiny insect is capable of producing this enzyme while lacking any knowledge about it at all. So why does this creature produce such a light? What can the purpose of that light be? These insects use light as a means of communication. Insects landing on the leaves of a tree send a signal to another group further off by all emitting light at the same time. The reason why they do this is not yet fully understood. All the details in the production of cold light are proofs that these creatures are the work of a superior intellect and infinite knowledge. God has created all the living species on earth with their own different features. Thus revealing to us His infinite might. It is revealed in one verse of the Quran that people must think deeply on this truth. Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and earth and all the creatures He has spread about in them. and he has the power to gather them together whenever he wills. None of the living things we have been watching possesses any consciousness of intellect. Some even have no brain at all. Indeed, to ascribe the features these living things possess to them, to say, for example, that a dragonfly engages in superior acrobatics by using its own intellect, is incompatible with reason and logic. To claim that the complex systems possessed by these creatures, their perfect harmony with nature, came about as the result of chance, is no less irrational and illogical. Clear evidence can be seen, however, that there is a superior intellect and great knowledge in every one of these living things. The Lord of that intellect and creator of that perfect harmony displayed in nature is God, creator of everything in the universe. The flawless creation of Almighty God is revealed in another verse from the Quran. He is God, the creator, the maker, the giver of form. To him belong the most beautiful names. Everything in the heavens and earth glorifies him. He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.